Not done where?
Okay, and if you want to make it a little worse than that, you might say, it seems like to me he's...
Won't be long now.
He's not gonna...
Make it.
Okay. And if you were asked to go somewhere, maybe make a long trip without to your daughter or somebody, you might say, well, I won't go. They go. I won't go.
Fred's trying to take the trip by myself. I okay. won't go that.
I won't go what?
I won't go that. My daughter go.
Okay. And if you were doing some work and one of the girls was here with you and she didn't offer to help at all and you went on and did it, but then you might say, well, why did you sit around when you couldn't helping me? Why did you sit around
until I got it about done and then go to heaven?
Okay, well, maybe she didn't even help at all, and you want to know why she did one thing instead of the other thing. Why did you sit around blank helping me
and didn't help do okay. any of it?
Instead, how would you?
Instead of sitting there reading.
Okay. If a man is, if a person is funny and you enjoy talking to him, you might, somebody says, why do you like him? And you might say, well, I like him because?
He gets funny.
Okay.
Friendly.
Okay. And what are the names of the, say, some of the larger churches around here? What's the biggest church around here? Probably. Okay, and if people become church members, you might say, well, last Sunday they
had a good meeting.
Okay, when they actually became members of the church, you say, last Sunday, Mr. and Ms. Jones, what, the church? They
joined the church.
Okay, and in church, you pray to
heaven.
Okay, and the person, the being you pray to is
Jesus.
Okay, or his father is
the Lord.
Jesus is the Son of
the living God.
Okay, a little louder.
Son of the living God.
Yes, ma'am. All right, and you say, well, Sunday the preacher preached a good
sermon.
And somebody will say, well, I didn't so much enjoy the sermon. I usually go to church just to listen to the...
I say, well, better examine yourself. Sometimes it's you.
Okay. And maybe maybe they have a very good pianist or organist in the choir, and you might say, well, I don't really enjoy the sermon, but I like to go listen to the
singing.
Okay. And somebody might say the choir and the organist provided good
music today.
And talking about music, you'd say that music is simply
good.
Okay. Or any other way you might say that, more than good. It was just
fine.
Beautiful. Okay. And if somebody maybe was on their way to church and they thought they had plenty of time, but maybe they had a flat tire or something, and they might say, well, for goodness sakes, church will be over
when you get there.
Okay. Or by the time I get there, would you say? Yeah. All right. And the enemy of God or the opposite of God is called the... There's God in heaven and then in...
The devil.
Okay, and he is the opposite of God. And if there's a graveyard or an old house that's been emptied, people might be afraid to go around there, and you say, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. What are you afraid of? And they say, well, I don't want to go around there because there might be
Hank, they say.
Okay.
What they used to say.
Okay. And if there's an old house and they're afraid to go in, they say, don't go there. That house is
Hainer.
Okay. And if it's beginning to be winter and somebody's going out, you might say, well, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
cool.
All right. It's getting
cold.
A little bit chilly. Maybe. How would you say that? Getting